give every woman in the world power and make them proud to be a woman. And yeah, we just heard Three Powerful Women, and I was also wondering, I learned about Women's History Month this year, actually, because a little bit of a research, I always do what day is today, so I kind of found Women's History Month, and I discovered it a little bit, and then I was wondering, I don't really know about it, or I didn't really knew about it since I started doing researching about it, and then I was wondering, do the students know about Women's History Month at all? Because I think it's not really popular. International Women's Day was not huge, but it was a thing here on campus, here at SFU, so many people knew about it. And yeah, I did a street interview and walked around campus and interviewed students about them and what they know about Women's History Month, about International Women's Day, and which woman inspires them the most in life. And we had some really cool answers and some really sweet and touching answers, so I'm excited to play it. But first of all, for those who don't know what International Women's Day is or Women's History Month, so Women's History Month highlights the contributions of women to events in history and contemporary society and what they did for our current history, and that we should be thankful for many things they invented. And International Women's Day is a day to appreciate women and to be thankful for the women in our lives and our environment and what they achieved so far, and to raise awareness about what's still going wrong in the world and about gender inequality, and to raise awareness of all these struggles that women are still facing in today's world. And did you know about Women's History Month, Anna?
To be really honest, I didn't know much about it. Obviously, International Women's Day is something that you know about and that you kind of celebrate, yeah, or at least be aware of,
yeah,
at least where I come from. But I didn't know that there was like a whole month dedicated to the women,
yeah,
which is such a great thing. And I'm so glad that I found out this exists. And for me, yeah, I appreciate being a woman and all the women around me even a little more now, mm-hmm, that I know that this month exists. So yeah, I think it's great.
Yeah, and so many students answered me all of these questions, and I'm so glad that I did it. And yeah, if you are interested in listening to Powerful Women and learn more about Women's History Month, then you should also check out our station today, because we are hosting a record club in half an hour, so from 2 to 4. We are hosting the monthly record club, and this month it's all about the woman and, yeah, female singer-songwriters and their great songs. But before we are going to talk about more, we will listen to the interview, and then you can give me a little your opinion about it. And I'm excited for your reaction to the students, because some of them were really, really sweet, and I'm excited to play it for you. So please enjoy now the street interview I did yesterday with the SFU students and staff members about International Women's Day and Women's History Month and what to know about it. So please enjoy. What's your name and what's your major?
My name is Aransa, and my major is psychology.
My name is Maddie, and my major is political science.
My name is Rose, and my major is psychology.
My name is Georgina, my major is archaeology.
Oliver, and I'm in business.
Hi, my name is Dana. I'm running a food pop-up in the Convo Mall. Selling some hot food, yeah.
I haven't declared my major, but my name is Cyrus. I'm taking general studies. As of right now, I'm taking gender studies and women's studies, communications, and moralitic, existential, and legal philosophy.
My name is David, and I'm on my coffee break.
My name is Stuart, and I major in criminology and indigenous studies.
Sarah, and biological sciences.
Saul, and my major is chemical physics.
Genevieve Madrid, and I'm in psychology.
Oh, I'm Carl, and I'm actually not from SFU, but I am trying to major in RMT, registered massage therapy, mm-hmm, in CVI College. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what's International Women's Day?
I do know about it. Do not know the date, though.
Yes.
Do you know when it is?
March 8th. We're celebrating the women.
Yeah.
I do, yes.
Do you know when it is?
It was last month.
It was this month?
It was March 8th.
I know it was a couple weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm. And I know it's to celebrate women and all the struggles women go through, mm-hmm, and try and maybe bring some awareness to that.
I do, yes.
Do you know when it is?
It's on March 8th.
Kind of.
Do you know when it is?
Soon.
It's on March 8th. In terms of what it is, I guess the way that I see International Women's Day is a day to not only take the time to understand the adversities that women have faced in the past, but also to celebrate the accomplishments that women as a whole have been able to pursue and complete, both in the past but also in the present as well.
I think it was, wasn't it a week ago?
So International Women's Day, I don't know the specific date of the year, but it's to celebrate women all over the world, past and present, the things that they're doing and amazing contributions today. It's around equality, and it's also around the history and the historical value of women that maybe have not been valued or we haven't heard their stories in the past.
I know, I mean, obviously, it's a celebration of women and women and female empowerment. I don't know what day it is, though.
I know what it is, and I can't remember when it was.
But so what is it? What is it?
It's a day to celebrate women in your life and everything that they do.
Yeah.
Give them, like...
March 8th?
Is it March
8th? Yeah.
Again, I don't remember what it is, but it's, again, like, celebrating women and in history, so.
So, it's on March 8th, and it is, like, I'm not exactly sure what, like, issues to celebrate women have, like, a whole month to celebrate and dedicate, I guess, like, a whole month to them, because...
It's March 8th?
Yeah,
great.
Great.
That's all I really know about it.
March 8th?
Yeah.
I know a bit of it, about it, so yeah.
So what do you know about it?
That's like a Women's Day. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know what Women's History Month is and what it is about?
No.
Well, celebrating women and all the accomplishments we've made and the progress we've made in history.
Is it not March?
It is now.
It is March.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, sweet.
We'll end soon. And do you know what the month is about?
As far, like, just empowering women, that's about as much as
I appreciate women's history.
I do not. I know it's probably about historical women figures who are famous for their contributions to society.
I only learned this year that there was a Women's History Month. I haven't looked into it, but my assumption would be that it's about the varied histories of women around the world and struggles specific to women.
It's this month.
Yeah, right.
I knew that.
Do you know what it is about?
I think it's like advocating for like women and women's rights and those type of things.
It's this month. And in terms of what it's about, kind of just what I said earlier, where it's a month to understand the adversities that women face, but also to recognize the accomplishments that women have done. Yeah.
I don't know really what it's about.
Well, I would assume if Women's History Day is March 8th, that I would assume that it would be March. Okay, so Women's History Month is in March, and essentially around the same thing as Women's History Day, celebrating women, celebrating the ongoing contributions of women, and the celebrating of the past contributions of women that might not have been celebrated certainly as much as they should have been.
I'm going to guess March.
Yes.
Yeah? March. Okay, heck yeah. I don't know why it's in March, though. I mean, in probably a lot of things. I mean, you know, and...
So what...
Like, empowering women and sort of fighting the patriarchy that still exists in society today and affording women equal opportunities to men. At least that would be my guess in fields of, like, education, healthcare, and, you know...
This month, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Probably just to celebrate women in general, like women in the workplace, wherever, in whatever field they are.
It's just about like maybe celebrating just women in general for like the whole month.
Yeah.
And which woman in your life inspires you the most?
I would say my mom. She's an immigrant woman, so like she definitely like brought us all here and did so much for us.
Probably my grandma.
And why?
She's just been through a lot in her life, and she's a very strong woman, so I admire her.
My first thought is myself.
Oh,
I inspire
sweet.
Myself.
Probably my mom.
And why?
Just she's taught me to, like, be really strong and be independent and be who I am, and she makes me proud every day.
Mother, obviously.
Why?
And my aunt, too. They're just great people. I mean, they... I don't know, my mom taught me sales, which is probably what I'm going to end up going into, and she's a saleswoman and a sales manager right now. She's pretty inspiring. I don't know. Moms are great.
Oh, my business partner, Jackie. Actually, I would have to just say, like, all of the women that I know personally are all incredible people. Oh. And, yeah, they all inspire me.
My mom.
Why?
She's, like, just amazing. I don't know. She does, like, everything for me and my family.
Definitely my grandma. She had 9 kids and she lived in like a small little village, but I think despite so, she was still able to raise a household. And I'm Vietnamese, and so during the time that she was raising those kids, it was actually during post-Vietnam War, and so she was kind of raising her kids in a post-war country while also, I don't know, living herself. So I thought that was really cool.
Rosa Parks, actually. I talk about this all the time. I'm actually a really big feminist. I'm really sorry I didn't know what I know it in
theory. Don't have to apologize.
I know it in theory, and I'm trying to be cautious of what I'm saying because I know a lot of like biological men tend to say things that aggravate other people. I'm not just saying women, I'm just saying everyone in general. So that's why I appreciate Rosa Parks, because she stands up for not only for herself but for future generations down the line.
Oh my goodness, that's so difficult. I have to give you 4 answers. So my mother inspires me because she raised me, and at the age she is now at 87 years old, she's still learning new things every day, and she is absolutely the person that you want to help you, and she's always looking to help and to sort of make things better for everyone around her. My wife, because she is strong and capable and loving and formidable and just fabulous, and she's an amazing mom as well. And then I have 2 daughters who are 16 and 19, and they are unstoppable, and they're going to do amazing things in this world, and they will not be held back by any sense of the imagination, by anything. They are going to drive through barriers, and they are going to do great things, and they also just happen to be really, really lovely.
Like in my life that I know, or like a hero? Beverly McLaughlin was the Chief Justice of the SCC for a really long time, and she's one of my personal heroes, so that would be up there for me.
Mm-hmm. My mom's best friend, Edwina. Oh. Yeah, she's in virology, which is what I hope to do potentially. Yeah, she's really inspiring.
My grandma.
Why?
Because I think she put up with a lot when she grew up, and she was like the sweetest person ever.
It's March 8th.
Yeah, great.
That's all I really know about it.
I would say my mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's just really hardworking. Mm-hmm.
Trunk, these humps wibble, wobble, wibble when we hit a speed bump. Tres, look, mom, no hands, got a man I can lean on. Bumping Celine and Little Lily with the heat on. Boy on the grill. I'm a queen, all I see is green. $20 bill, exotic fruit basket. Life still, put your money where your mouth is, like grill. Ride with me, Papi Chulo. Papi, I ain't mad, I'm just doing me. Need space and time, eau de vie. Spray. Kept my feelings in a bottle, now I know I'm hard to follow. And the truth is hard to swallow. Want this cream, no gelato. Non-fiction, milk in this game like there's no tomorrow. Autopilot, digital wallets, iced out watches. Fingers in deep while you watching. Hands on experience. Every day is a holiday. Another motherfucking dollar day. Splash, muddy puddles. Third eye, dollar sign, dice rolls. My money double. Halftime show, bad man deal. Vamos a coger en el río. Bailados on a speedboat. Tengo todos los chicos. Ride with me, Papi Chulo. Stick my head. bad part about Chick-fil-A is that it's closed on Sundays. Chick-fil-A doesn't exist in Canada, but we should have that type of drive-thru. Cause it's so crispy, so delicious, so yummy. Just like you are. Ride with me, Papi Chulo. Stick my head out the window. We ain't touching that wheel though. Te voy a montar, pero el carro no.
I'm a white basic bitch that likes my latte from fucking Starbucks.
With Kill Bill. Before that, we heard Autopilot by Claudel. I kind of forgot to say a disclaimer for language, but yeah, I always forget that. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed the student interview we just heard too with the SFU students and staff members. It was such a pleasure to talk with all of these people because they're all so nice and so gentle, and they were really open and spoke up. And this last question was probably my favorite question because they're all said so many sweet things about their favorite, or not favorite, but the inspiring woman in their life. For example, I really like the answer myself, which shows how that you should be proud of yourself and what you achieved so far as a woman, and that you should be proud to be a woman. And I really like this answer. All of these answers were so sweet about their moms and grandmas and women in the life of the SFU students. It was so, so sweet. So what do you think about these interviews, Anna?
I loved it. It was so heartwarming. I was just sitting there and was just smiling through the whole interview because it was so nice and the people said so many sweet things about the women in their life. And it shows how really, also if you maybe forget about this, how appreciated you are in life and how many people actually love you. Which is a very important thing.
For sure.
I loved it.
For sure. And yeah, it's kind of a little reminder that we have Women's History Month right now. And it's the last 2 days are coming up. So tomorrow is the last day of Women's History Month. So be aware of that and show your support to every woman in your life, in your environment. Show them that you love them and appreciate them and what they did for you as a person, and appreciate that and show your love and spread love. And it was so, so good that I did it. And because, I don't know, I was so frustrated after the street interview before, and now I'm so open to new street interviews. And I mean, I only have 3 shows left here on CJSF, so I definitely want to enjoy that and do more street interviews to students, because I think they're more likely to talk with me because spring is coming up, the sun is shining, and you should definitely enjoy your day while the sun is still shining, because the weekend is supposed to be really rainy. And to jump from International Women's Day or Women's History Month to what day is today, we have a Doctor's Day today and also National Pencil Day, National Take a Walk in the Park Day, which kind of fits to today's weather because the sun is shining, and you should definitely check out your local parks and take a walk if you are able to do it. And we also have World TB303 Appreciation Day, but I always talk about which day is the most interesting to me, and today it was National Doctor's Day, so a quick information about it. So we shouldn't take medicine or healthcare for granted. It is a privilege and to have easy access to medicine and healthcare like we have here in Canada or like I have in Germany. And it is to recognize the contributions that physicians make in community and individual lives. And some countries celebrate it on a different date, but Canada celebrates it today, so March 30th. And the history is kind of March 30th in 1933. It was observed in the U.S. by Odora Brown Almond, and she thought that there should have a day to honor physicians, and there was kind of a tradition to put flowers on down on a grave or graves of doctors that passed away. And I was also, I'm still wondering, how do you celebrate World Doctors Day? And you can definitely check out local doctors, educate yourself, go on the internet and check out different websites, educate yourself about what's going on in the world, and especially in the medicine world and healthcare world, and tell your doctors that they and their work is appreciated, and that you can also follow the traditions, and you can leave a red candle or a carbation on the grave of a passed away doctor. And show your support to every doctor in your life that you know, and show them that they're appreciated. And like the woman that we appreciate every day, that we should appreciate every day. And right now we have Women's History Day month, and it's also a good way to appreciate women, as well as today to appreciate National Doctors Day, and appreciate all of the doctors out there and say thank you. So be aware of that. And we only have 6 minutes left, which is a little bit sad. Anna, do you have anything to add as we almost close out here for today?
First of all, National Doctors Day, very important, very interesting. Interesting. I didn't know this existed, but it's always great to hear.
That's why I'm doing this.
It's always great to be like informed about what's going on. And also to kind of close out this month and Women's History Month, it's so, so important. And I'm so glad that this exists. And the appreciation, I can feel the appreciation from everyone around me, I feel like, especially on International Women's Day. And it's great that this month and this day exists in the world.
For sure. And this is our last minute here together on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm so glad that you joined me today. And I hope you, have a good flight back home. I mean, we will see each other, but the listeners cannot hear you again. So we kind of have to say goodbye now. It's a little bit sad. We already took a Polaroid, picture. How do you call these pictures? I don't know, like a disposable picture that a disposal camera did, and we have this memory now in our head, and I'm so glad that you came on air. And we have one last song, which is kind of a baddie song, I would say. It's by Jesse Jo Stark. It's called So Bad, featured by Jesse Rutherford, and it's such a good song. And you should definitely enjoy it. And it makes me proud to be a woman for sure. And it gives me power. And it's such a empowering song. And you should definitely enjoy it now. And go out in the sun. And also enjoy the upcoming show. It's called Go Students F Go. And you should definitely enjoy that too after this last song. And goodbye, Anna. Have a safe flight back home and a good journey in Austria.
Thank you so much. And I say goodbye to everyone listening. It has been very, very great 2 months I've spent here. Very glad I could make all those new memories and gain all of these experiences.
Yeah, and broad horizon. And I'm so glad that you were here and came on air today. I always had so much fun with you. And I'm so glad that we did that today. And you are totally appreciated. And we will always think of you when I'm doing this show here on every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. called Coffee Time. And now please enjoy our very last song for today. It's called So Bad by Jesse Jo Stark. We are out. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Vivian, and goodbye.